The aging process hits each of us in different ways, with some experiencing serious health problems and others just dealing with increasing aches and pains. But wisdom is supposed to grow as we get older, and we're told we feel more comfortable in our own skin. And those round numbers, whether 40 or 50 or 60, tend to bring more reflective moments. First-time filmmaker Tracy Thomas decided to make a documentary about what it's like to turn 60. It was around the time she and her creative and romantic partner both approached that age. The final product is called My First and Last Film, and it's debuting at the Peoria Film Festival this weekend. And Tracy Thomas is with me to talk about it. Tracy, 60 is a big age for a lot of people. Why did you want to make a movie about that specifically? Was it the very personal aspect of your own life?
Well, when I turned 60 in 2014, and I was having kind of a hard time with it, not comfortable with a number. The other numbers, 40, 50, seemed kind of cool and fun, and I made it, you know. But 60 was just a little daunting, so I did want to find out from other people if they were having the same kind of trepidations and fears, etc.
I thought 60 was the new 40. Isn't that what they tell us?
No, nope. 60 is 60. Own it.
When you went about doing this, did you have stuff in mind, or were you just thinking, let's just see where this goes?
There was not really an agenda. I think it was just going to be by the seat of our pants. And Dennis and I sat down and wrote out questions, and we kind of showed each other our questions and altered them and that kind of thing. So there was that agenda. There was that kind of a theme as mm-hmm. far as we would ask each interview subject the same questions. And then Dennis passed away, so there was no time to really find the real direction.
Mm. How much did it change for you then after Dennis passed away?
Oh, it changed drastically. I obviously did not work on it for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. So production stopped, and I had to do my grieving and healing and everything that you do when a loved one passes away. So it just kind of stopped. So then when I started up again, it just kind of a very slow process.
Did you hear anything that was profound? Did you hear anything that helped you as you were coming to grips with being 60? Or did people sort of have the same thing to say?
A lot of them had the same thing to say, like, I'm not afraid of turning 60, and it just doesn't bother me. And I'm looking at them like, really? Are you sure?
You look 70. Are you sure? No.
Right. Exactly. How can I be sure you're telling the truth? So quite a few people had the same thought process, and I kind of didn't believe it. And then it was one of our interviews kind of thought the same way I did. I thought, okay, I got one. He was a little nervous about it as well, and it's not pretty. After all these years and watching the footage and reviewing the footage and talking to more people, I lost all my fears, actually, and age is just a number. I mean, there's a little bit of fear there. I mean, maybe it's not fear so much as, you know, there's more past than future, and I've come to grips, if you will, with it. Mm-hmm. Aging is just what we do.
Is it just, and I shouldn't say just, but is it just about our mortality, or is it because the older you get, the more aches and pains? Is someone going to be there to take care of me? All those sorts of things.
Okay. All those things. And quite a few of my subjects said they weren't afraid of death and dying, but they were afraid of what would come before and the infirmary and not being able to take care of themselves, mm-hmm. that kind of a thing. And I've witnessed that a little bit off and on in the last couple of years, so I can see what people are talking about. And I certainly feel the same way because we've been taking care of ourselves all these years. And it's like now if I become so ill that I have to go into a nursing home or a facility or someone has to be by my side all the time, yeah, I think that makes you feel older.
Mm-hmm. What about the great wisdom we're all supposed to feel?
Well, there's plenty of wisdom. Well, see the movie, there's plenty of wisdom in the movie. No, I think that's true, though. I've also learned that over the last couple of years that, yeah, there's a lot of things I feel smarter about and I don't. Certain things are more important than or not as important as I thought they were back in my 20s or 30s.
Yeah. Now, is that just because you've gotten older or is it because you actually figured out, you know, that stuff really wasn't that important?
I think both of those, because I think as you get older, it's like different things are more important. Right. Your friends are more important. Your family is more important. How you look isn't so important. I mean, obviously you want to take care of yourself and present yourself well to the world, but it's not the most critical thing by any means.
So you obviously we all have personal experiences with getting older and how we feel about it. But how much of it, when you get to a certain age, is it about how society views us? That societal judgment that the older we get, we're always fighting against. Did that come out for you?
It did come out for me, and I go back to when I was younger, and peer pressure makes you want to look and feel a certain way and do certain things. As you get older, I think society still is telling us we're older. There's that ageism thing as far as even in the workforce, certain things you can do and what your hair color should be and how you should dress. So there's still a little bit of that. But I think if you have confidence in yourself and just like who you are and you're just going to do what you want to do and not worry so much about those societal pressures.
Well, what do you want the audience to take out of it? I mean, when they leave the theater, what do you want them to be talking about?
I want them to feel motivated that a few things. I want them to feel motivated that at any age you can do anything you want, because I never thought at this age I'd be making a film. And I also want women especially to feel like they can do anything, that just because you're older and single, because I'm single, it's not an advertisement, that they can do anything they want. Because I think women, as we all know, get pushed back a little bit, and we have to fight harder to be recognized and get the better jobs and the better pay, et cetera. I just want people to feel inspired by it, actually.
Yeah, it's not a society that typically values aging, is it?
Anybody in a certain age group is, you know, well, they kind of push them aside, like, okay, they're older, so they're done. They're done contributing. They're done making a difference, which is quite the opposite. Again, with the age comes wisdom thing, we have a lot to offer. Mm-hmm. We could collaborate with younger people to have this dynamic, whatever, companies and ideas and whatever. That's what I think.
Okay. That is Tracy Thomas. She's a filmmaker. We're talking about her world premiere of the documentary My First and Last Film this weekend at the Peoria Film Festival. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.